I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of
the biggest phrase that I've heard in response to Pipestone National Monument is that it's a hidden gem.
Hidden gems. That's what I was seeking when I took a road trip to southwestern Minnesota this summer, and Pipestone National Monument is certainly one of those. For centuries, Native Americans from many different cultures have been coming to this site to quarry what's known as catlinite, a durable but soft, carvable stone that's used in making pipes that are used for spiritual and ceremonial smoking. The city of Pipestone, Minnesota, where the National Monument is located, sits just a few miles from the South Dakota border and is about a six-hour drive from Grand Rapids. At the visitor center, I talked with one of the park rangers.
My name is Catherine Hill. I'm an interpretive ranger. I'm originally from California, and I'm here for the summer. And this is my first time being out this far east. The monument itself was established in 1937 by an act of Congress in order to protect Native American rights to quarry in the tradition of their ancestors. It's also here to help protect the tall grass prairie that surrounds those quarries. So a very special place, a very, I want to say, spiritual place in many instances. Many visitors come here, they're, you know, tired off the freeway, you know, they see the signs and they say, what is that? It's situated within all these cornfields of southwestern Minnesota, and it's a pleasant surprise to most people. They're like, well, there's a waterfall here, there's a nice, beautiful path, there's tall grass prairie, and a wonderful cultural legacy as well. We do have an award-winning film called Pipestone, An Unbroken Legacy. It's an amazing film, and people usually walk away with a really good perspective. They can visit the museum, they can learn more about the history and the culture, they can witness the continuing tradition of those cultural demonstrators. They can also join one of our rangers for a trail talk, usually at 10 o'clock or 2:30 in the afternoon. And each ranger, they write their own trail talk, so they bring their own perspective, their own energy to it, which I think it really enriches the visitor experience. You know, whenever you have a local park that's putting on these programs, get out there. It's a wonderful treat. You have a lot of people who put a lot of energy into these things, and they want people to come out and appreciate them and enjoy them. But visitors are also welcome to walk the trail on their own, enjoy the solitude, the wildlife, and the beauty that surrounds these red rocks.
The cultural demonstrators that Catherine has mentioned are pipe makers who have quarried the stone and, using primarily hand tools, carved the raw stone into pipes. A process that can take from 4 hours for a simple, unadorned pipe to over 10 days for more elaborate pieces. I know some people think that quarrying is no longer done here, but that's not right.
No, it's definitely a continuing tradition. We do have cultural demonstrators. They are fourth and fifth generation pipe makers. And I know one of them, he's been doing this for 40, 50 years. It's definitely a continuing tradition, and all of them work in the quarries. They all have quarries here. So people do regularly come to us to come quarry. From our perspective, we want people to be able to come and do this. It's been hard, you know, with the weather and everything. We've had a very wet summer. But, you know, if you know anybody who is of that tradition, of their federally recognized tribe, and they want a quarry, that's what we want to promote. There are definitely challenges accompanied with quarrying here. I can attest to that. It's hard for me to describe the quarries. We do have an exhibit quarry where visitors can walk down and they can see the quartzite layer. They can see also the pipestone layer at the bottom. And so they get a different perspective on what it's like to actually be in a quarry. We also have other quarries on the property that are obviously being actively used. And I think there's around 80 quarries on the whole monument, and extends in a line across the monument because that's where the deposit is closest to the surface. It is kind of hard because the water, we only have a very small soil layer that can hold water, and that all that water just gets flushed into the quarries every time it rains.
The National Monument has for many years been home to a sun dance, a highly spiritual ceremony that's not done as a performance but has been open to the public.
So the Sundance, it's a very, it's a spiritual ceremony. It has been held by AIM, the American Indian Movement. It's been held here for the past, I want to say 40 years almost. You know, it's been here since the 1970s. And if you know anything about the Sundance, it was frowned upon by, the United States government. They had outlawed it. And so under the American Religious Freedom Act, American Indian Religious Freedom Act, they basically said that no, you can't outlaw this. And so people were allowed to practice these traditions again. I think we're super proud to be able to have that tradition here. So if anybody is interested in it, you can do some research on it. You can certainly come here and ask a ranger about it. But it's really something that's to experience and something to ask someone of that tradition for. The one that was this year was open to the public, but it is up to their discretion.
I spent many hours at the site, examining the quarries, generally small, deep pits that have been hammered and chiseled away with hand tools, and listening to the cicadas as I walked through the prairie on the hot August day, and enjoying the shade provided by the cottonwoods along the creek and the spectacular, unexpected waterfall. It's hard for me to choose my favorite part of the site, and I asked Catherine what hers is.
So my favorite part, I think, about the site is actually the people. The people that I meet every day, they're incredibly resilient, incredibly wonderful, and incredibly knowledgeable. Not only do my coworkers, are they very knowledgeable, but the cultural demonstrators that I've gotten to talk to and gotten to know, they have a wonderful legacy, and they're always trying to promote knowledge of that place. I often see visitors, local visitors, people who have been coming here year after year, and they always bring something new to the place. I think that a lot of visitors, when they come to a site, they come to a park, they expect to see something like just pretty, you know, something to walk through, something that's serene. And that's something that we definitely offer here. You know, take a stroll on the Circle Trail. You can see Tallgrass Prairie, you can see woods, you can see the Pipestone Creek. And it's all very gorgeous. But a lot of people, they don't necessarily expect to see that cultural tradition. You know, they don't expect to see, oh, you guys have, you know, cultural demonstrators, people who've been doing this for years and years. And they come away with a better appreciation, I think, for the culture.
From Pipestone National Monument, I'm Grant Fraser, and this is Close to Home.